If you guess this area, you are correct. These stationary, high, noisy reflectivities are actually the result of a wind farm here. You can confirm this by toggling over to correlation coefficient and making sure you have low CC values, which we do indeed see we have. You should also see low velocity and spectrum width values. So how does clutter impact precipitation estimates? If you're not careful, clutter may be incorrectly interpreted as precipitation echoes, especially when they occur in the midst of ongoing storms, as we see in the figure here. Therefore, it's important for you as a forecaster to be aware of what various types of clutter look like and know what types of clutter frequent your CWA.